let's get started. Let's go ahead and do Whiskey Bravo Zero, India, Quebec, Kilo, WB Zero, IQK. Please come now. This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net. Thank you, Gary. Is he running any heat kit? All right, well, we give him the bell for a college try. How's that? And that goes to Whiskey Bravo Zero, India, Quebec, Kilo. And moving right along is N8PY8, number one on the list, the very patient Larry, who I know bleeds green. N8PY8, please come now. You're part of the vintage sideband net, whether you like it or not. Cold is it, Larry?
I ain't looking right now, but it's down, you know, about almost single digits.
All right, Larry, but you get 7 pieces of that wonderful Green Machine on Green Machine month of January. Thank you for being patient there, Larry. We always glad to hear from you. Whiskey Bravo Zero Sierra November Delta WB Zero SND. You're next, whether you like it or not, on the vintage sideband net. Come now. Actually, I heard most of that. That's pretty good. We don't get too many people from down in St. Louis, so in that area, so we don't get those wayward zeros all that often. So thank you. Thank you for the Central Electronics. No bell today, but Central Electronics will be coming up. And please throw another log on that amplifier. All right, let's move on to the top of the list. Our first Bob, the first Bob of the day, N1KW. Hello, Bob. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net. Please come now.
Yeah, very good morning. Rick, N9RK from N1KW. Name is Bob, and I'm in Homer Glen, Illinois, unfortunately. Just southwest of Chicago. I decided to run a lot of tubes today, so I'm not on Heath Kit this week. I was the last 2 weeks, but today I'm on a TR4 with a 1/2 cent electret mic mounted in a an old military hand mic. And you know all about those electret mics now, Rick, because I sent you that email with the information about them. Although those weren't the half-cent ones, those were the, I think, 25-cent, but same thing. And I'm driving the Drake L4 Charlie, the L4 Crusher amplifier here, and the same old antenna system in 180-foot inverted V up 65 feet at the apex and fed with 3-inch opal wire and a big homebrew link-coupled transmatch, the only way to go, of course. So it was 2 degrees this morning, it's up to 4, so I thought the tubes would help warm the place up a little bit. And the furnace is still running, and it hasn't gotten up to the set temperature on the thermostat, and that's been running now for almost 3 hours, so it'll get there soon. Back to you there, Rick. And yeah, the band's not that good today. Normally signals that were real strong are down, but I do have some line noise here this morning, typical when it's real cold out. Yeah, N9RK and the gang, N1KW.
Well, thank you, Bob. And we did get that picture, or pictures, plural, of the half-cent electret microphone. And we will see the webmaster about getting a photograph over there. That's the no longer half-cent, but 25 cents. You know there's inflation there, Bob. Electret microphones, cartridges. What a deal. KC9 Papa Frank Hotel, KC9 PFH, a convert to vacuum tubes. This is N9RK. Please come now, please.
All right, Rick, thanks for running the net this morning. You sound good on your 101 Zulu Delta. And of course, I'm running the same thing, 101 Zulu Delta. Driving an Ameritron AL80B for about 700 watts. That is feeding a homebrew dipole, multi-band dipole, a tri-band, for 40, 80, and 160. And it's a very good 160 meter antenna. It really gets out. I get on a net just about every night and on 160, and I get pretty good reports. So anyway, thanks again, and 7-3 there, Rick. This is KT9CFA.
You didn't say you were from Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm in Black Earth, Wisconsin, about 20 miles west of Madison. Over.
There you go. We do have a place called Black Earth in Wisconsin. We have other other names as well. So, like Delavan Lake. So, thank you this morning. ND9B, ND9B is Bob number two. Bob number two, DX from Kokomo, Indiana. Bob, are you there? Come now. Is it only one piece of heath kit today? All right, thank you, Bob, but you do get the bell. Thank you very much for keeping up the heath kit going, or keeping heath kit going for the month of January. And that was ND9B, Bob from Kokomo, Indiana. And here comes the guy who I can't live without, N9GH. Good morning, Gary. Come now.
All right. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, the Vintage Sidebanders. N9GH. Name is Gary. And I'm located in Wautoma, Wisconsin, central part of the state. And, Rick, I am running a heat kit today. Well, two pieces, I guess, with the power supply, but I'm running still again the Hot Water 12 Alpha, HW12A, and driving the L4B amplifier, and the same typical antenna going out there, and I guess it has gotten a little lower because the snow came up, so it's the snow is reaching up higher for the antenna, so hey, my ground is moving up. Anyway, yeah, the band is not very good here, and the reason being is we had just a little bit, a couple of solar flares within the last couple hours. In fact, there was one just about 15 minutes ago or so. So there not a very strong flare, but it did make some D-layer absorption going on. So, and it happened just at the beginning of the net. So that's the reason there. And it looks like the sun has been kind of quiet for the last day and a half or two, and fairly flatlined with little blips. But the last 4 or 5 hours here has started to get a little bit of activity. So very good. Thanks for running the net there, Rick. And we'll look for you again. Well, maybe not next week, but we'll see you down the log there. And everyone else have a good day. This is N9GH.
Well, thank you, Gary, and thanks for the solar update. And a little trivia today is on our own sun is considered a dwarf star, so it's a little bitty sun compared to some. All right, thank you, Gary. N, no, not N, I wanted to say N and I said N. K, zero, no, not K, zero, read my own writing. KQ9J, KQ9J, help me, KQ9J, tell me who you are, where you are, and what kind of junk you're running. Come now.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rick. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net from KQ9J. I think I'm going to have to apply for a new call sign, make it a little bit easier on you. Seem to have trouble with that. Anyway, Amy, here is Bob, and we are at Park Falls, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior. Sunny skies outside, but we were cold this morning, 6 degrees below zero. Might get up into the teens today, perhaps also tomorrow, and maybe 20 to 30 for Monday and Tuesday, so looking forward to that. This morning I am running the Heathkit Green Machines, the SB-102 a transceiver with the SB-600 speaker, the HP-23B power supply, the SB-200 amplifier, and the HDP-21A mic. All Heathkitted this morning. Green is the uniform of the day because we got Packers playing tonight, too. Don't forget that. Anyway, Rick, thank you very much, and I hope you copied me. Getting quite a bit of fading on you up here this morning. N9RK, KQ9J, over.
Are you a Bob?
I am indeed a Bob, spelled the same frontwards and backwards.
You know, that move, that changes all my list of Bobs for the rest of the day. You have become Bob number three, and the next Bob becomes Bob number four, and then VGO, who is usually towards the end of the list, becomes Bob number five. I remember three dog nights, but not too many five Bob days, so, and it's a short list, so thank you, Bob. And you do get the bell for, and how many pieces of equipment of those green machines are you running, Bob? Count, I didn't get a chance to count.
Well, let's see, one, two, three, four, I guess if you want to count the speaker and power supply as one, that would make it four.
Yes, sir, I think you're in the lead right now, but we'll find out. No, I think I think Bob, that's right. No, yeah, Bob. Jeez. Boy, when I get on a tangent, Larry up in Bowling Green, Ohio is seven, so I think you're close to being in second place. So thank you, Bob. I'm getting used to saying that again. Let's move on before I screw something else up. WB9LZA, WB9LZA, good morning, Jim. Tell us what you're running.
Yeah, NRK, WB9LZA. First of all, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay, great. I was having some rig mix up here in the chat, but I am compliant. This is Jim, I'm in Indiana, Illinois, and I'm running a great GR4 Starlink. So with the remote CFO RP4C, I'm just running barefoot, D104 on the pole, and the antenna is the Carolina Windham up about 40 feet in the air. So that's what we're running, and I'm talking on right now, and all you guys sound great on the radio here, and the signals are all good. I guess that's it. Back to you, Rick, 10-9-RK, WB9L today.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, and we appreciate your Drake, but you're part of the Nobel Prize of this particular Saturday. But next month is Drake month, so just hang in there, and you will get the bell. The one and only, the man from I keep waving at in Madison, and he keeps waving other fingers back at me. K9OA, good morning, Clark.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Nuts. This is K9OA Clark in Noe, Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody. And, yeah, the band is kind of pooping out on us here, but I'm copying you well. And thanks for picking up Mark. I wasn't sure if he was in there or not, but I could just barely hear that he was there, but I really couldn't copy him. I'm talking about WB0IQK. Anyway, this morning I am on my green machine, or one of them. This is the Hot Water 101 transceiver. And I'm using a HeatKit labeled ElectroVoice microphone. And I have the matching HF1661 speaker, and of course the HP23 power supply, and an HM102 watt meter. So that's five pieces. And next month, Eldeco, is that what you're telling us? I missed that. I heard you saying something about Eldeco on the website. But in any case, I'm wondering what is the rig for the month of February, the brand. I guess that's it. Thanks, everyone. Stay warm, and go Pack, go. N9RK, K908.
Well, Clark, without I don't have supervision, and it's about, oh, I don't know, 12 feet away hanging on a clipboard, but I'm pretty sure it is Drake's. So you might get those Drake's off the floor and get them on the bench and get at least one of them running. But you get five bells plus. Are you running a double bazooka there, kid?
Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that. Yes, the antenna is the double bazooka, 45 feet.
Ah, yes, the double bazooka. And that's for the bazooka, but he also gets five pieces and climbs into second place on the Saturday with HeatKit, the almost to the end of these Saturdays with HeatKit for the HeatKit month. Thank you, Clark. My bell is starting to get a little ringy-dingy. So thank you, Clark. And N9WQ, the one, the only, the notorious, where it's always sunny in North Fond du Lac. Are you there, Dave? Come now.
Yeah, Rick, I'm here. How about that? Me and the old Hiawatha, good morning from sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac. And yes, I am on a vintage sideband rig this morning, but this is a new rig to my shack. And it is a Swan. 350, 350, not a 350 Charlie or a 350 Delta, but a 350. Really, really nice example of one, too. I couldn't believe how clean it was. It had a giant knob on the lower right-hand corner where the carrier balance was, and it was holding the side of the cabinet open. And at first, I thought maybe they did that because there was something wrong with the control, but as it turns out, no, the knob fell off. They put something else on there, and I guess they were living with that. Well, I happen to have a big, giant box of knobs. We'll call them knobs at this point. And I got all the way through, all the way down to the bottom, almost the very last knob in the box, lifted it up, and there it was, the one that was missing from this radio. Don't know how it wound up there, considering I'd never seen this radio before, but there it was. Anyway, I ordered a power supply from NNI in Ohio. I think that's where he lives. And he sent it over here, one of the 117s. And that's what I'm on now. So if I'm drifting around, they call this a 350 Drifty for a reason. So there you go. And by the way, I'm looking up here, and I am utilizing the HeatKit HD1426 relative field strength meter. So that's my HeatKit piece, and I am on the Swan 350, which does have a green bank on the dials, so it does have some green in it as well. here she comes, Rick, from N9WQ.
Well, it seems like you have that same tongue-tied disease that I get on Saturday morning, so you're trying to fake to having some sort of HeatKit green machine transmitter or receiver, but I think you're on a Swan, and so having your other piece of green machine is nice. It doesn't count, but thank you anyway, the Super Dave. So moving right along, and maybe I start remembering things now. W9RAN, the wizard of Northwest Illinois, who may surprise me with whatever he's running. And we'll remember now that K9TNN is next. Now, how's that? I did remember it's three quarters down the list. W9RAN, come now, help me, Bob. You're Bob number four.
Yeah, I already have taken the reduction. Hello. Hang on.
Yeah, Bob, you're on. Well, Bob, I think you said I can barely hear you. I don't know how many watts you got, maybe one or two, but it says that you're on a heat pin barely, so that's a new model for me. Thank you, Bob, and you get one more chance with WB9EGZ next week to get your act together. So K9TNN, Nikki, you are ready with Bob number 5 waiting, WB9VGO. K9TNN, come now.
Okay. Good morning. N9RK, the Vintage Sideband, that this is. Get my cough filter in here, but I don't. This is Nick, K9TNN, Hampton, Dynamic Radio. Flying over the city, Milwaukee, to keep it clean and the roof wrapped up.
2 degrees in the sunny, early morning in Milwaukee.
Copy, never been pretty good today. Although band is down a little.
Hopefully, still got me. And,
I'm banging my meter because it's on the wrong level, but, other than that, station here today is the Kenwood 520 Plain Jane model with, pumping that into a SB220 into a 40 meter delta loop at 35 feet and, full wave on 40 meters, half wave on 80. Gene is great. It's all on the lot. 90 by 40 lot, and we got that all in there. So, other than that, I'm just going to listen for the rest of the gentlemen on frequency today. Hello from Milwaukee. The beer's still flowing 93.2% on second shift with my assistant production brother-in-law, Bob Man, telling me all the information. So that's all I have to report this morning. And back to that N9RK. Hi to you, Rick, and Gary, and Clark, and anybody else I know on frequency. Hello from Milwaukee. This is K9TNN. Back to that.
All right, Nick. So you got a Heathkit amp. You're running the gray part of the transceiver, so you're running the Kenwood. So no bell to you, but your use of green machines is noted. And Bob, I think, has found the plug to either his antenna or his microphone or something. So we're going to do a recheck with W9RAN, the fairly audible one. Come now again there, Bob.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, I think it was a tad bit of dust on the half-cent electric. No, that wasn't it. On the mic gain pot, the mic gain control just did not seem to be... maybe squirt something in there. Anyway, it's the Heathkit SS9000. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, something weird from Bob. Are you going to talk some more or not? I'm thinking that's a nod. Are you there yet, Bob? W9RAN. All right, well, a vintage try from a vintage guy, so thank you, Bob. Moving on to another Bob. Bob number 5, WB9, Victor Golf Oscar. The one and only. Come now.
Hey, good morning, Rick, and good morning. Single sideband net. You know, Rick, you've changed my Bob designation 3 times. First it was 3, then 4, and I said, are you sure you don't want to make it 5 yourself? So, no, it's 4, so I'm waiting, and now I'm 5. on every week, so that's a designation for me. My new designation, mod number 5. All right, no heat kit here other than my dummy mode, but if I run through that, you won't copy me. Run in my great TR-4C here again, barefoot with the great 7075 mic. Also got the RV-4C, which has the built-in speaker, and stuffed in the back is the power supply. All that is American computer, into an internship up about 45. So that's my setup. Thanks for picking me up, and you have a good day. And, you know, this is kind of tough for me to say. I actually was rooting for the Packers last week. I'm not sure if I could do it 2 weeks in a row, but since my team is not going to see the playoffs anytime soon, I might as well. So back to net, N9RK, WB9CGO.
Yeah. Complain. Bob number 3, 4, and 5. You were right. You made it down to 5. And as far as rooting for the Packers, why not? It's part of the Black and Blue Central Division. So thank you. KC9FYL John with N9KTU waiting. KC9FYL, come now, John. Help me.
All right, N9RK, you're beyond help. let me check here and see if I'm on frequency.
Does
I guess that's
matter?
Close enough.
Any
anyway,
frequency.
Good morning, Rick, and everybody on the net. This is John, KC9FYL, located on the upper west side of Cold Spring. And it's still too doggone cold. 1 degree. Of course, that sounds better than minus 17 degrees C. And if you don't like those numbers, it's about 256 degrees Kelvin. Anyway, just be glad we don't measure wavelength in rods. The usual lineup here Saturday morning. S line, 75S1, 32S1, and diversity receiving on a Heathkit Muddy Mohawk, and an inverted D antenna. And my $3 static 10D microphone. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Rick. I'm going to go hide under the bed, try and find some place where it's warm. M9RK, KC9FYL.
Well, John, I was thinking that you were next to the hot water boiler downstairs, but I think you're upstairs this time, and you do get the bell because of the Mighty Mohawk being used as a sideband receiver. Wow! And his droopy inverted V is doing not so droopy, so thank you, John. And the 9KTU, you are next, and you are the last on the list until we ask again. N9KTU, come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband Net.
All righty there. Thank you, Rick. Name here is Fred, and I am located in Harlan, Michigan. And that's in the UP. And oh boy, did we get snow. 20 inches of snow, and it's still coming down. Boy, that's going to be fun. Anyway, the radio here I'm running is a TS-830, and that's run into an AL-1200 amplifier, and the antenna is it's a inverted V, and it's fed with open wire. And let's see, the microphone, oh, of course it's a half-cent Electrek cartridge on the mic here. And that's about all we have. Just wanted to drop in and say, oh, I do have, and I don't know if it counts there, Rick, I do have two Heathkit antenna switches and one Heathkit SWR bridge. So that's all we're running here for Heathkit. Anyway, that's all we have. This is N9KTU.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred, you and I are unique. I'm the only Rick around, and you're the only Fred, so... you don't get credit for Heathkit stuff unless you have a transmitter or a receiver. It's kind of like KC9FYL was using an AM receiver, and he's using it to receive the Vintage
sideband net, so he got a bell no matter what, and he would get a bell for extra effort. So thank you, Fred. And I don't know how you keep all that snow off that ladder line from pulling it down to stacking up on that ladder line. So thank you, Fred. And my arms are still hurting from the last bunch of shoveling. So that was the last of the list of the vintage sideband nuts. Is there anyone else who would like to put their 2 cents or their half-cent electric microphone to work? This is N9RK. Please come now.
K9FWT.
K9KEU. Kilo Echo Uniform.
N9TBE.
Well, let's stop real quick right there. We got K9FWT, we got K9KEU, and I got a November 9, and I didn't get the rest.
Tango, Baker, Echo, Jamie.
Is that you, Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Well, you keep yelling. You put another log on the amplifier. We'll be with you in a moment. Is there anyone else that would like to be part of the vintage sideband net? Please come now. All right, let's do K9FWT with K9KEU waiting. K9FWT, give it all you got.
Okay, thanks, Rick. N9RK in the vintage sideband net. This is K9FWT in Gary, Illinois. And we're, as usual, running the FT101E and the AL811 unamplified D104. And let's see, 160. Dipole from the ladder line, and the band is fading a little bit, so I hope you're copying me okay, and thanks for getting me in on the tail end here. So back to you, Rick, and I'm on KGFWT.
Well, thank you, Ken. No, you're coming in really good, so that's a plus sign over here. Hope you're hearing me. K9KEU with N9TBE, Jamie in the wings. K9KEU, come now. Aren't you out of words yet, John? Yeah, I got words. Hi, Rick. N9RK, K9KEU. But I feel like a bob today. I just wanted to let you know that. I don't know if that would count as an extra one or not, but I got up this morning and I felt like a bob. Anyhow, running the usual setup. I've got the KWM2 and the 30L1, and they're both sitting with their top loading vents opened up. In order to get rid of all the heat, an HM102 kit SWR bridge, but the weather kind of messed me up. I think I told you that I've got an HW12 coming, but I have to get down to Illinois to pick it up and. The weekend kind of messed me up. I didn't make their AmFest down there. So anyhow, it's on a Collins again this week, and I'm not sure if I'll make it down this coming week or not. But anyway, thanks for running it in, Rick. And, it was a toasty 2 degrees when I got up this morning, above zero. What do you think of that? N9RK, K9KEU. Well, from 6 miles away, I had zero. Must have been all that insulation of all those trees around your place over there. So, and your SWR bridge only counts if you have a transmitter or a receiver with the green machine moniker on the front of it says EastJet. So, you get one more try to do it, and then you get that to do that with WB9EGZ. N9TBE, Jamie, who I don't hear from all that often. Please come now. You're last on the list of the vintage sideband net, and I am N9RK.
Okay, well, good morning, Rick. And it's good to hear you and all the vintage stations out there today. It's been a good radio morning. Got the DX100 on the AM net this morning. And I thought I heard that it was Drake month, but I may be probably stand corrected. Sounds like it's Heathkit. But I am running the Drake twins, the Sea Line, barefoot this morning, Rick. And hope I'm doing okay. Good to hear you. Good to hear everybody. Keep up the good job. N9TDE back to net control. Oh, yeah, and I got to say hello to Pat out there in Florida. He's probably listening on the SDR. So good morning to Pat, WB9GKZ. All right, 7-3, back to Rick. N9RK, this is N9TDE near Sturgeon Bay.
Ah, bringing Sturgeon Bay back to life again, N9TBE, and it strikes next month there, Jamie, next month, so at least that's my memory, and you know how good my memory is, and that's not so good, so thank you for being on the Drakes this month. No bells for you, unfortunately. Is there anyone else who would like to be part of the Vintage Sideband Net? Please come now, last call. Any relays, please. Okie dokie, I get to go up and have my English muffin. That's the rest of my breakfast. This is N9RK saying 73 to all, and to all a good day. And next week you'll get to hear the melodious tones of WB9EGZ, Dave from McFarland, Wisconsin. So see you all next week. I will be on the MCRN. Bye, guys.